on a hill in the fall, with creaking oak floors and a crack in the wall. The first night we slept there, I heard something move, a sound I can't name, like a step in an empty room. A picture had shifted, a chair had been turned. We smiled at each other, but deep down we were concerned. The months passed like water, we settled in slow. We rocked our girl Becca to sleep in the glow of a nightlight that flickered for reasons unknown. But we learned to stop asking and call this place home. Then one winter evening, you packed up your case, kissed Becca and kissed me, and left me alone in this place. And I woke in the dark to a figure standing still at the foot of our bed in the cold of the hill. He didn't speak a word, but his hand reached out slow. Something told me don't fear him, something said go. So I followed him down to the room at the end of the hall, to our Becca in her blanket, back against the wall. She was tangled and struggling, so small, so pale. I freed her and held her, and she breathed again. I turned to thank him, but he'd slipped past the veil. I stood in the hallway till the gray morning came, asking myself if I dreamed up this man with no name. When you came home, I told you, you held me for a long time. Then we called up the realtor and asked her what happened inside. She went quiet a moment, then she said with a sigh, a man lived here once with his wife and his child. She left him one autumn, he couldn't go on. He went to the basement, and now he's been gone. For 20 long years, we couldn't sell this old place. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I remember his face. Now I wake in the dark and I don't feel afraid. I know that he's watching over the life that he saved. He lost everything once in these walls, in this hall. So maybe watching our Becca is enough after all. She's growing. The basement door sometimes and stares in the gloom, like she hears something calling, like she knows but can't say, like a hand on her shoulder that never goes away. Becca grows tall in this house on the hill. Becca grows tall, and I believe still that a man who had nothing left to live for found something to love through a little girl's door. He keeps her, he keeps her, he keeps her still.